From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Well, it must be near the time of goodwill to all men as the household has received its yearly card from the local politician, with Christmas wishes and a fridge magnet calendar. I'm ever so grateful for these reminders, as it would be so easy to overlook the admonitions to spend, spend, and spend more money, with the TV news seeking to set a goal for us to collectively reach. Well, I don't know about you, but I do know one household that will be enjoying a simple celebration and looking forward to the visit of family. Weather gurus have seemed to get the forecasts right lately, and the temperature has hit levels which can be quite uncomfortable when combined with higher than normal humidity. The outside is quite unrelenting in establishing a high level of discomfort, and I've seen a couple of instances of sunburn which have convinced me to remain in long sleeves and pants. The health warnings are quite clear, and for this collective of people, we need to ensure that proper precautions are taken to avoid not only sunstroke and sunburn, but also dehydration. Although the caution is quite pertinent to our more senior, it applies to the very young equally. There is the temptation to flaunt our ability to endure in spite of what nature dictates, and with a large amount of the state under heatwave warnings in the last week and resumption of the hot weather in the coming week, it is ever so important, whether we are enjoying holidays away or doing our usual things from home, that we take the warnings seriously. I can identify with people being frustrated because I mentioned before that I have a list of things to be done and most of them are jobs in the backyard. Maybe it will be kind to me and I can get on with some that are niggling at my conscience for lack of action, if the weather stays good. During the week I had the good fortune to meet up with another amateur in the local area. I was following up on an item I saw advertised and which will improve the station when it is installed. It was great to sit in the shade with a nice breeze coming from across the bay and have an old-fashioned eyeball rag chew. We soon found we had similar experiences and both got involved in the hobby around the same time, although I was a bit slower off the mark in that regard. What could have been a 5-minute deal elsewhere was an enjoyable conversation of sharing that went on for over an hour when time caught me out. It is one of life's pleasures to enjoy meetings like this, which are, to me, so much more in the spirit of amateur radio than the quick, "You're 5-9 and look forward to our next contact," engagement that seems to be popular on air. Amateur radio may be enjoyed alone, but it blossoms when shared in company. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.